Who's going to explain why Julie's not here?
I can do any of these. Okay. No sweat.
No sweat.
No sweat. It's
gonna, go for it.
Oh, all of it?
The Talking Intern Podcast. Conversations from the bottom of the totem pole. Presented by Crema.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Talking Intern Podcast. I'm Jenna, the design intern.
And I'm Jocelyn, the marketing intern.
And I'm Joe, the multimedia intern.
Hey Joe, where's Julie?
Julie, we got a lot of letters from the first episode.
Yes.
A lot of, you know, comments, critiques, a few compliments. But the overarching theme was get Julie off. Bring back Jocelyn. We want Jocelyn.
Julie off. I'm back, so guys.
So we've suspended Julie for a week. She'll be back next week.
No, but in all seriousness, guys, we are rotating our cast. So there'll be three people speaking at all times.
Yep.
So today we are talking about like school versus work, kind of like the gist of like how we were prepared with our degree and like our education and how we can easily work or not if we learn more at work, vice versa. We're going to kick it off with just basically our school background. I am going to be a senior at KU, University of Kansas, studying visual communications. Joe?
Yeah, I also went to KU, but I just graduated. I majored in film and media studies. I've been at KU for 2 years, and before that I went to K-State, which is a dirty little secret, but and I majored in finance there.
Ooh, wow. Yeah. It's a big jump.
Like, yeah.
You really changed, like, K-State with finance.
Yeah, it felt like a big jump.
Yeah.
So I was not a KU Jayhawk, but I went to Northwest Missouri State University, and I also just graduated from there with a degree in communications and public relations. So that's been an interesting little tidbit going into my role.
Yeah, that's okay. We still love you.
Yeah, you're all right.
So basically, we think that it's important to just know like useful things that we've learned or useless things that we've learned in school. I mean, there's a handful for each, I'd say. To start us off, I think it would be cool to know, like, Jocelyn, like, anything useful you learned in school that, like, prepared you for this internship or the real world experience?
Yeah, so one of the things that I really liked about going to Northwest was a lot of the courses in the curriculum involved different tools and different concepts that translate pretty well into the workforce and have translated well into my role here at Crema. So that's been awesome to see working in a real setting.
Cool. Yeah, for me, I'm in the film industry, in the creative field. So especially in film, going to school for it isn't really necessary. The benefits of going to school really is making connections and networking and working with peers. The other thing is access to equipment. I don't have, you know, thousands of dollars to drop on a Red One, but if I spend thousands of dollars on tuition, I can use it occasionally. But, you know, stuff like that and being exposed to new equipment, new techniques, really understanding the most formal ways of working. Was it similar for you in design?
Yeah, I was just thinking I'm kind of the middleman between you guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously going to like studios that I had all the years and having like the access to feedback and like critiques.
Yeah, definitely.
Like that is just so helpful, because I mean, if you want to start like be a self-made designer, only you looking at your own work is just not the way to go.
Yeah.
So like having critiques, having like professionals kind of have like the knowledge and wisdom of like, hey, like this doesn't make sense strategically, or mm-hmm. like this trend. But like also I got, it's kind of like I got a lot of inspiration from like other people like online, like Pinterest, Behance, Dribbble. Like there's just so much out there, that, and YouTube especially, to like learn tools, because we never sat down and we were like, okay, this is how you're gonna use Illustrator. Mm-hmm. Like I still like am clueless on a lot of things, and something I gotta like personally get better at is like just kind of branching out and figuring out new things, because our design world and technology world is always changing, and like trends are changing and stuff. So
yeah, similarly to that, I mean, at Crema, I spend every day in Premiere Pro. I didn't have a single class on Premiere Pro, and like everything I know, I taught myself. And when they do teach you stuff, it's like you get one day.
Yeah.
And then they're like, okay, now make a short for us. And then, you know, you come back and they tell you should have done X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
But, so just to piggyback on what you were saying about feedback.
Yeah.
It was a good decision to go to school, you know, partly because of name drop Oscar winner Kevin Willmott.
Oh, yeah.
Got to read my scripts and give me feedback.
Wow, that's awesome.
And that's pretty invaluable. There's definitely stuff I would say in my time wasn't valuable.
For sure.
But I don't know if we want to talk about that now.
Yeah. We can talk about like a like little foreshadow on how things that were useless that we've learned, that kind of just were like, okay, why am I spending thousands of dollars right now spending like a 3-hour class that this project will do nothing for me? This is not what I want to do.
Yeah, right off the bat for me is writing papers. I'm never gonna write a paper again.
Nope.
And you know, especially in film, I took the path I took had the most production classes in it, because I don't know why you would, I don't know why else you would be in film if not to produce. I know some people like to critique, but still. And so that was a huge part. The other thing was kind of, some classes were very hand-holdy and wanted you to kind of note every step you took. And I understand why you do that, so that you can look back and educate. But at a certain point, you need to, you know, let people off the leash and let them go right away, so they can, you know, do the best they can do.
Yeah, for me, luckily I had a lot of hands-on experience, so I feel like a lot of the stuff I learned was valuable, but there were those, you know, gen eds that we all have to take that I was like, I'm never going to do math ever again, well, to that extent. So, I don't know, just doing that type of stuff, but in ways that will relate to me a lot better, or just, you know, classes that didn't have very much substantial just background on it. Like you said, papers, everything that we do is creative, so it shows for it in different ways, and we don't really need to write down everything. Yeah. So that kind of structure kind of gets you in the mindset of being able to basically reflect on what you're doing, but in terms of what we do, it's all creative, so it's just a matter of doing it.
Question though.
Yeah.
As the, you know, marketing intern, you write some fabulous captions and other stuff. You know, I know Julie's the copywriting intern, but you're still writing a bunch.
Yes.
So did, has, you know, writing papers in general and stuff not helped you in that way?
Good question.
I'd say that it's two completely different forms of writing. Mm-hmm. So obviously papers are very formal. I did take some classes with like professional media writing, with like press releases and stuff, but completely different with, you know, captions on social media that have to be more engaging, a lot shorter, stuff like that. So I'd say in short, it did help me, but they were just completely different worlds.
So not only captions, but like the reports you write on like prospective clients or, you know, stuff for the site, what do you think you rely on?
Yeah, so I'd say it's more research, and once again, going back to the tools that I was taught and that we're working with here at Crema, a lot of those things kind of do those like research-based things for you. So it's just a matter of going out and finding it. It's not as structured as sitting down and writing, you know, a 10-page paper on this company. It's more so finding the tools that provide you with the information that you're looking for. So once again, it's different, but it did help me.
But also, like, writing those captions are, like, more strategic.
Yes.
And, yeah, like, less, like, structured as, yes, like, papers. Mm-hmm. But I feel like anyone with, like, kind of, like, the mindset of marketing or strategic can figure that out without needing to write those papers.
Yes, mm-hmm. I agree.
Just, like, or, like, kind of the research and stuff. It's kind of intuition, yeah, a lot. And, like, that's kind of, like, kind of what we're talking about, is that a lot of our internships are kind of intuitive. And like, yeah, it's, like, good that, like, we're actually studying these things. Like, that's why we were hired, because we actually are qualified. But it's also, like, okay, how can we, like, continue to keep growing outside of just a diploma, you know?
I would assume that, you know, you say intuitive. I would assume it's intuitive because of experience in some way.
Oh, yeah. Know? No, yeah. Yeah, that makes that, yes, for sure. Yeah. I wasn't discrediting, yeah, like, the fact that, like, we don't have experience or anything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just, like, but from design, some of my intuition is that, okay, like, these, let's just make it super simple, these colors will not work for this target, mm-hmm, market. Like, that's just my intuition. I don't think we never had a class like, okay, like, this certain target market is going to react better with cool colors. Like, that was never a topic in my program. They kind of just let you go and figure it out yourself, and if you do poorly, you're gonna get a bad grade. Yeah. Like,
so, yeah, yeah, yes. Up? So do you, like, wish you had maybe more, I guess, strategic design classes, or maybe, like, a marketing focused design or something?
Yeah, yes, but also they are, we have to do a concentration, which, mm-hmm, is, like, half of a minor. So a minor is six classes. Mm-hmm. We have to have three of a specific, like, major or whatever. I chose strategic communications. So, okay, I am taking, like, I chose to take,
yeah,
classes like that. Some people do entrepreneurship. Like, you could do, like, finance if you wanted. You just have to have it. It's just, mm-hmm, your personal preference. Mm-hmm. But I kind of wish that there was, like, some teaching along with it, and instead of, like, oh, this works and it doesn't because I say so, as, right, like, a professional. Well, like, I want to know as a designer why. Mm-hmm. And I think, even, like, I've learned so much these past 3 weeks in the internship. Like, I just sat down with Tyler and he told me, okay, well, let's rethink some of this type because this is more important compared to this. And I was like, okay, like, totally get you. I just kind of wanted to make everything fit and everything, but, like, that makes sense. Like, that's not what I get in a critique at school.
You want to explain who Tyler is real quick?
Oh, yeah. Tyler's my, like, supervisor. Mm-hmm. He's the, I don't know his
official title.
Official title. He's the head of strategic.
Title. Yeah.
So he kind of oversees the strategy. He oversees, like, the design, even though he, from far as my knowledge, he didn't, like, go to school for design. Like, uh-huh, it's more like he's doing, like, strategy and user experience and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think he told me that he dabbled in, like, an English major minor, mm-hmm, and kind of it led him to this and, like, a position here like that, which is cool because it's cool that we don't, like, there are positions in the world that you don't need a specific, yeah, major to get. Like, they're all flexible, at least at Crema, because I know some of the designers didn't have a design background. They had an architecture background or strategy, but it make those things, like, flow within each other, and, like, that's something that I never thought was a thing. Like, I didn't even think that would have been a thing for me to be like personally, I love strategy, and I didn't know that was a thing, because mm-hmm. you can't major in it, like that it's kind of whatever, but it comes within my major, that strategy.
Yeah,
basically.
Sorry.
No, go for it.
That's something that I also learned kind of going through my curriculum and the way that my major was structured. I had a lot of classes that were pretty broad, just because communications and public relations are pretty broad. And it gave me a full spectrum of the different things that I could be doing within, you know, a career, because they also incorporate so many different things. Different companies have different titles, different responsibilities for those titles. So I thought that having that broad perspective, there you go, of all the different things that I could be doing within the public relations world really helped me. So like I had some social media classes that kind of did help me with the whole caption writing and stuff like that. But I also had things like web design, which I didn't even think that I could possibly do within something like this. Yeah. So I got a really good base background on a lot of different things. And luckily, it's been translating pretty well into the setting. So,
yeah, just to circle back real quick, you brought up, you know, your major doesn't necessarily decide your job title.
Yeah.
I think Gabby, who's Jocelyn's probably immediate supervisor.
Yeah.
Majored in English.
Yeah.
Okay. And Larissa didn't go to school for film.
No. Nope.
So.
And look at them now.
Yeah, Larissa's my immediate supervisor. So, yeah, they all got jobs. They're all doing what they love.
But they work hard for it.
They did work hard, and they did have to do it in their off time. So that it's not like they just landed and then learned it.
Yeah.
They did, you know, grind before, and
yeah, there's a background to it, background knowledge. Yeah.
I think it's just kind of the, I mean, I think we've already seen with our generation and the generation before it, there's not really a lock and key to education anymore.
Yeah,
you can figure stuff out. Like I would say everything I learned in film school, you probably could look up on the internet.
Yeah,
the difference is the way I learned it was probably faster and better, just because, you know, the things I learned the most were from failing.
Yeah.
And you know, they can explain rules to you, but it's not until you break those rules without realizing it that you realize, oh, that's why that's a rule.
Okay, so I was going to say that even though that like you may teach yourself, I think just like an overall idea of like just going to school, there's a lot of like comparison and like kind of a competitive nature that comes with like the learning experience. It's like, uh-huh. Oh shoot, like you know how to do this? I don't know how to do this.
I feel like, that all the time.
And like, I better learn, and yeah. You kind of make yourself better, but like it's that push with peers and company that make you there, because if you do teach yourself, or like, yes, we do learn in, we do live in a world that you DIY, you can just look it up on YouTube. Yes, but there's also that balance, and I think that's important.
I agree. I definitely, throughout, you know, before I went to school for film and while in school for film and still today, I'll look at other people all the time and see what they do and be like, can I do that? I don't know. And would I have thought of that for that solution?
Yeah, sometimes you get inspiration for sure.
Like that's what made me, because I used to be just editing, and then I got to school and I was like, man, everybody's really good with the camera. Mm-hmm. I really got to pick it up on the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it can be used in a good way, but it's also, you know, dangerous to kind of think like that. I'm curious though, because design and film are kind of like, you know, they're creative crafts.
Yeah.
So for Jocelyn in marketing,
yeah,
how would you, because we were talking about all this stuff we learned outside of school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you think you could teach yourself marketing outside of school?
There's a really great tool called HubSpot, actually, that is a way to get certified in a lot of different types of marketing. So email marketing, social media marketing, stuff like that. And it goes through, obviously not the creative side of it. It's kind of like going to a lecture, but mm-hmm. in turn, you get a lot more valuable information from people that are actually doing this. So that's where I went for any questions that I had when it came to, you know, my other internships or any other bigger projects that I wasn't going to get in a lecture. So, just things like that. I also do a lot of LinkedIn research with, different hashtags and channels and stuff like that you can research. Pretty much a lot of mine is just reading up on what the latest trends are, mm-hmm. how other companies are marketing themselves, stuff like that. So I do a lot of reading for that type of stuff.
Marketing is also like observing a lot yes. of like what's going on yes. around us and mm-hmm. like how people are interacting. And I find that so fascinating. Just kind of, I mean, I was going to go into psychology before mm-hmm. and I just like love, and then to transfer that is how people are experiencing marketing and what makes someone buy something.
Yes.
And like that is, or like what makes, like for captions, what is going to draw someone, like let's say mm-hmm. the Endless Sundays thing yeah. that we're having, like what's going to make someone draw that? I think that's just very fascinating.
Yeah, going back to that, I really wish I would have taken something like consumer behavior mm-hmm. or linking that psychology, because it really does come back to how people think, how people are going to react to those types of things. And you really don't know until you go out there and like look at it.
Real quick, just a plug. By the time this podcast comes out, Endless Sunday will already be over.
Oh, but yeah.
You can still look at the designs that were made.
And the video.
And the video on Instagram, the Crema official Instagram.
Yeah, so basically that's a good point. So like, do you think you weren't prepared for that perspective of like, oh, I have to think about other people and how they're gonna respond to that? Or like, do you think like that was kind of in the back burner for you?
Coming into this particular internship, I kind of already had that experience with my last internship. Okay. I was the social media intern for my university. So I got to see all the different audiences they had, ranging from, you know, incoming students, current students, other professionals, different donors, just all types of different people. So I kind of had to learn all the different voices, all the different ways that I could put it out there that would appeal to that wide range of specific people. And throughout that, I was able to kind of create that voice or find those captions or just take little things like that. And it's helped me so much with this because, you know, this is a completely different industry with completely different audiences, different voice yeah. and all of that. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
So what do you think that... maybe because obviously your previous internship really helped you be
yeah.
prepared for this one, right?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think are the differences in what you learned at that internship compared to school when thinking of your position now?
Ooh.
So I'd say going back to what I said earlier, that was more of a structured type of more lecture based, here's the information, while luckily at the same time as I was learning that stuff, I was also in that internship. So I go to class and then kind of relay that creatively when I was putting out posts or doing Instagram videos. We did something similar to what Instagram or Crema does with their Instagram takeovers here. And so we'd go out and take videos of different students that were doing things, around campus that were involved, that were just different types of experiences. So being able to not only learn that, but directly relay that into something that was actually going to go out into the real world, that helped me a lot for this one.
Cool.
Yeah. How do you think you were prepared or not prepared for this internship?
For this internship, I guess in the sense of like, what school taught me, school was kind of just a tool belt.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of gave me more tools to use on my own later. The video I made for this internship that I'm about 90% sure, I guess I'll ask Nate in the next episode, but I'm like 90% sure it's the reason I got the job. I made that completely on my own, on spec, just assuming that's what people would want to see if yeah. they were hiring. And so you know, I learned how to make that video. It's a lot of, just to give a brief overview, it's basically a minute 30 long corporate brand personality and corporate just very general view of a company.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just learning tools, but at the end of the day, going out on my own and filming stuff was really what mattered, because that's when you're in control and you're in charge, is when you take the initiative on your own. You know, I had one film internship before this. That really taught me speed more than anything. But yeah, I think building up to this was mostly on my own.
Yeah. That's important. I think speed is huge, because in school, I was like given a deadline, and the deadline was a month and a half.
It's a long,
time. And so, but we do sprints, what we call them, and that's 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
But like some things, like I had a sprint that was due like a week. Like you really do have to be willing to increase your pace and be okay with maybe the details are not going to be perfect. I mean, that was something for me that was struggling for this last sprint that I just did. Not everything's going to be perfect, but it needs to be done and done in a matter of like getting your point across, like marketing to our audience. And so, yeah, that's something that I wasn't prepared for, but I was like willing to, like, I had it in the back of my mind that that was going to be the case. Like, I knew I wasn't going to have this the whole summer to do maybe just one project. Like, I knew that wasn't going to be the case. But yeah, I also was kind of wasn't prepared for the fact that a lot of the designs that I'm doing are, I won't get critiques on. And I had it.
Yeah, I agree.
And like, I have had a cushion my whole education of like, okay, like there's going to be somebody like the next day who's going to critique and tell you if it's working or not. Like, I don't have that. I mean, in a sense, like I'm sitting next to other designers, but they're also they're actually working on more important jobs than I am. And I don't want to like bother them with so many questions. So like, genuinely, like I don't have that safety net. I just have to produce it and put it out there in the world for other people to see with no other eyes.
And I did that yesterday actually with the Endless Sunday video.
It was awesome though.
Thank you.
I loved it.
Larissa and Gabby seemed busy, like busy. And so I asked Julie to watch the video for me. And, you know, she was like, I like it. And then went back to work. And it's like, but do you really like it? Is it good enough to show someone
critical.
Else?
Like, critical. Be critical.
Yeah, that's another, like, just kind of that, kind of similar to what we kind of talked about last week. Just kind of that inner voice to make sure, like, if we are doing the right thing. I mean, I am such a second guesser. I've heard this, so for people listening, if this is incorrect, I apologize, but I heard that it's like the imposter syndrome. Is that right? Sweet. Shout out to Mary for teaching me this. It's kind of like that inner voice is like, is it good enough? Am I here? Like, truly, am I, like, kind of, you got to pinch yourself, like, how did I make it here? And that's another thing that I was not prepared for. I mean, I guess I get that in school, but I mean, it's kind of more, less nonchalant, like less pressure. It's like, okay, shoot, like maybe I'll get a B plus instead of an A minus, like but
yeah,
you know,
shout out Mary, she's also a designer.
Yes, Mary is another designer.
I deal with that all the time. And you know, talking about last week again, when George talks about humble confidence, I think that's really what he means by confidence, is you got to be willing to shoot your shot and be confident about it. Even if it misses, you got to be willing to shoot again and again.
It's okay to fail. Like, that's like a good, like, and failing is good. Like, it is a good thing, because you are learning, and as professionals we have to have that humble confidence and know that we all need, no matter what your qualification is, we all need to keep learning and growing.
So here's a deep question for you guys.
Okay.
So where does your humble confidence come from?
Ooh.
Why don't you answer that?
Okay. Yeah.
Your first.
I think.
Why
I
don't you answer it yourself first, so I can kind of see what you're.
I think. Saying. You know, because we must all have it, because we all got hired.
Yeah. Seriously.
I think my humble confidence comes from a lot of it is experience. I think a lot of it is kind of I'm very ambitious.
Yeah.
And I kind of have a complex of, you know, if there's something I want to do, I'm going to figure out how to do it. And it's going to be very hard to set up a roadblock. I think that just naturally comes from being, where does that come from? I don't know where that comes from.
Your humble confidence.
Yeah, my humble confidence. But the humble part is I'm in order to get where I want to go, I'm going to have to learn a lot.
And you're going to have to be motivated to do it.
Yeah.
And, and that's great.
And I recognize I'm going to have to learn a lot. I'm going to have to fail a lot. I'm going to have to get critiques from anybody who has them.
Yeah.
So I think, I mean, they say humble. I think hungry is almost the same thing.
Yeah.
You're trying to learn. You're trying to, you know, it's humble because you're being a team player and you're not being like, no, my design's great.
Yeah.
But
not being stubborn. And I guess my hungry or humble confidence. I like hungry, but humble is
hungry confidence.
I don't know. It makes sense.
Yeah.
It totally makes sense. And I think in my interview, it kind of was highlighted that that I, similar to you, I'm willing to learn. Like, I know what I want to do. Like, I want to use my design education and experience to produce for other people and do it right. But I've only taken one class for user experience and user interface, like one semester. And that is not enough to just do it. But I, even in my interview, I was like, this is what I want to do. Like, here's my thought process on, like, let's say a poster. Mm-hmm. Like, this is my thought process behind da 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 da. But I want to learn this through this internship so that I can get a job after that. And kind of like my humble confidence is that I actually do use the thought process of user experience and user interface in posters, in brand books. Like, it's all kind of the stem of like mind mapping, strategically finding a target market. It's not that I'm just trying to make this aesthetically pleasing. Like, our technology needs to be designed for accessibility and to help people. It's not about, and like, looking pretty is just a side thing that will come over time. Like, oh, this someone can push this button, but it looks good doing it.
Right.
First, I think we need the basics, and like, that's kind of with our technology, so new right now. Like, really, it's been 20 years. Like, that's nothing of compared to where it's gonna be. So just that humble confidence of like, I know that I need to learn, but I'm hungry to do so.
And I think the listeners can just tell by the tone of your voice.
Oh, sorry. I'm super passionate about it.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. That we're all passionate about what we do, and that's kind of what drives us. You know, which is, I think, still a huge part of humble confidence.
And but also, like, it's really not all out there. Like, I don't, like, if that makes sense, like, not everybody has that drive and that passion to learn more as they go.
I think they just gotta find it.
You gotta find it. But I know I see a lot of people who are just chilling. Like, they're just okay, well, I just can't wait to graduate and I'll figure it out later. Like, I mean, yeah, if that's your calling, sure.
Yeah.
But there's also, I think, what Crema saw in all four of us is that we do have that passion and drive, and that's so important in the real world. And I think moving forward, I think maybe it is kind of new. I mean, maybe we've said this, but like, we're not in suits anymore.
No.
Like, there's just kind of this more easygoing way of working.
Less trust, right?
Less trust?
That's trust.
Oh, yeah, right? For sure. Yeah, we have so much trust here.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be I was kind of actually talking to my dad about the culture here, and he's like, that's awesome. Like, that's where it's going.
Yeah.
Because he works in corporate somewhere, so.
Jocelyn, we'll stop hogging the mic.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, girl.
No, you're good. So back to the humble, hungry, confidence thing. Yeah. I'd say that mine comes from just the guidance that I had throughout my education. I had amazing professors. Shout out to Jackie Lamer. She was my advertising teacher, and she wasn't only just that figure for me, but whenever I had questions or whenever I just needed more guidance and stuff like that, more critical thinking, I went to her, and she was able to tell me, like, hey, this is your stuff. You need to be confident in it. Put it out there. Just try. If you fall, get back up again. Try it again. And so after my many, many talks with her, I was able to kind of go out there and, you know, sign up for different clubs that were going to help me with more experience, or sign up for certain internships, going to different workshops outside of school, stuff mm-hmm. like that. So I think throughout her guidance and just being like, hey, little birdie, go out and do it.
Yeah.
It was really good. So it all came from getting out there, talking to people, networking. So just building on that.
Yeah, I think that's kind of a important thing to highlight about our professors. If there's like anything that we experienced, I mean, good or bad, we can mostly focus on the good.
Yeah.
But how that influenced who we are as working professionals. I've had my fair share of good and bad experiences, and I think it's a lot of the good came with trust and mm-hmm. like, okay, well, I trust you, and because essentially you are here for a reason, like mm-hmm. you made it. Because I mean, a little background sidebar, in my major, after sophomore year you can get cut.
Yeah.
Like, you can, like, they can like let you go, and you gotta find yourself another major, which sucks, but I mean, competitive field. But like, you made it to junior, senior year, and like, mm-hmm. here's what I know. Maybe get your inspiration from these things, and like, the willingness of like putting that trust in the students is awesome, instead of being like, oh, like, this doesn't look good, I'm gonna go elsewhere and be my own self, or mm-hmm. go talk to people who do think that they are great. I don't know. I've had some...
Yeah, as we, you know, because we got to wrap it up about now, unfortunately. Sorry. We're having a great conversation. I think a big takeaway we can take from this is we're all talking about what we have, like you guys talking about mentors or mm-hmm. good mm-hmm. professors, or, you know, experiences where you learn. And we used to not have this, and we had to, each one of us had to go and seek it out.
Definitely.
So if, you know, we're talking about something and you're like, well, I never had a mentor. Well, I never had, you know, this type of experience. You kind of have to start looking for them.
Oh, and put yourself out there.
And putting yourself out there. And, you know, getting hurt, getting getting critiques. And
yeah.
It's going to suck, but...
It makes you better.
Eventually, it's great.
Yeah. And then you can be like, okay, well, maybe in a couple of years, I'll be a mentor and I'll handle it differently.
Yep. That's something I always think about, is how am I going to pass this on later?
Yeah.
A lot of my friends have this issue with not knowing where to go, or like who to talk to, or where to look to apply, or just any type of guidance. And the first thing I tell them is just to, well, first of all, go ask your advisor, because I'm sure, hopefully, they're willing to help you, mm-hmm. just like all our supervisors are here. It's just a matter of getting out there and asking those things, or even go on Google and just, you know, ask those questions to Google. I'm sure you'll be able to find it. My favorite place to go is LinkedIn. It has literally all you can think of on there, and everything from tips to looking at jobs specifically. And whenever I have questions, I go see what other professionals are talking about. And that's what's helped me with, you know, getting out there. I sign up for like everything, go to all these workshops, try all these new tools. So it's just a matter of wanting it and doing it.
And I think it's worth to note that, yes, those things are intimidating. Yeah. Like, going to seek out and, like, personally ask, let's say, George, our CEO, about something.
I'm terrified of George.
Yeah. Or just, like, your advisor, or going on LinkedIn and, like, maybe messaging, trying to, like, network and stuff. That is so scary. But, like, you said in the last podcast, if you don't do it, it's going to be a no.
They're just going to say no.
Yeah. So
it's
like,
a no either way.
It's a no. And if they're, but you tried. And like that is attractive for like young professionals or like higher professionals looking at younger. Like that is awesome that you're putting yourself out there. And you eventually get confidence by doing that.
Yes, definitely. That moment of slight anxiety from going to message somebody for like a quick coffee meeting or something is so much less in terms of looking at it in a big picture whenever you get an internship from that or you get put on a better path, something like that. It's a quick little piece of anxiety for the greater, outcome. You know, benefit. Yeah,
yeah, for sure.
Real quick.
Oh, yeah, go.
Before we wrap up.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we got to do challenges, too.
Yeah.
Before we do challenges, what's one piece of advice you would give to somebody who's in school right now?
Yeah.
To maximize their opportunity?
Start early.
Yep.
I think that is so important. I mean, in the design world, they always tell you March, April, like that's when the internships are going up. Well, Crema's was in February.
Yep, yep.
And so start early. Like I started, like I made my, I spent my whole winter break, all 5 weeks making a portfolio online to send to people. I got any like email and I sent it to them. I reached out and a lot of them, I did not get a response, but starting early and they will have you on their mind because you were first. And start early making your portfolio, start early reaching out to people, start early looking for things. It does not hurt and it'll just relieve so much stress when the time comes because, I mean, I knew some people who didn't start their portfolio until March when that's when it is, but that's such so time consuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so relieve stress, start early. Yeah, that's my advice. Sorry, I was a little long.
I'd say my advice is to maybe go down the personal branding route and make sure that you have, you know, you're on LinkedIn, you have your current job experience, anything that you're doing, just post it, have a good portfolio, just have all your stuff together in a neat place, you know, watch what you do on social media, stuff like that. That way, whenever it does come down to applying and applying early, you already have that stuff and you're able to talk about it. And it comes on as, you know what I'm doing. So even if you don't know what you're doing, you have it all neat together, fake it till you make it. So
seriously, yeah. Sidebar on that though, really quick, make sure your profiles are on private or if it's like something that your personal life, like maybe put it on private.
Yeah.
There's some things that like could be like questionable to some companies, but not to the other. You don't want to risk it. So just for the time being, you know, just be a little smarter a little bit with the personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I think that's important for the youngsters who are listening.
Yeah. My piece of advice for people in school would be you can have fun and still be successful at the same time.
That is,
you just got to plan ahead and you got to prioritize.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be every day that you're having fun, but I've seen friends do every weekend and they're fine. They got internships in Dallas. They got internships in Pittsburgh. Like you can find a balance.
Yeah. And it's important to have a balance in your life.
You gotta have fun.
Yeah, for sure. Gotta have fun. Okay, so we can do challenges.
Let's do challenges.
Well, first, Joe, how was your challenge from last week?
Great. I can name everybody in the loft. Yes.
Okay.
Can you do it? Can you do it for us?
Right now.
Right now. You have 10 seconds.
10 seconds?
Yeah.
George, Dan, Nate, Matt, Gabby, Larissa, Jocelyn, Laura, Joe, and then on the other table, there's Tyler, Mandy, Andrew, Luis, Pamela, and last, but certainly not least, Justin.
Woohoo! Yeah. There you go. Meow, 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 meow. Yeah. Okay. So for my challenge, about asking other designers based on my work, because it is, you do, it's nice. There is, I completed it, easy peasy.
Yep.
It was a nice little pick me up, because like some words of affirmation of like, no, this is good. You're good. Or like, hey, maybe try this, and it worked.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's awesome. Okay, well, Jocelyn, do you have a challenge for this week?
I had a one-on-one with Nate this week, and he's the head of sales and marketing, to go talk to some developers, some people that aren't necessarily in the marketing sales area, and try to get to know a little bit more about what they do, because eventually I will have to either talk about the stuff that they're doing or put it in a way that's easy to understand for our audience. So I might, you know, grab coffee with one of them, maybe sit down and talk to them.
That'd be cool.
So we'll see how that works out for next week.
Yeah, everyone's so open and friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So helpful.
Yeah. Yeah.
For me this week, I'm trying to think of what I got to do this week. I think what it's going to be with that Endless Sunday video we were talking about on Instagram now. I was kind of trying to test the waters to see how far I could push the bounds of, you know, where the line was here at Crema. I think next step for me is to start editing one of the big boy videos on YouTube and kind of, you know, I'll probably not have it finished by next podcast, but I'll definitely have both hands in the bowl. I think from editing that video, I think trying to match Crema's style while having my own style at the same time. So trying to find a balance between styles.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good goal. So for me, I think my challenge, which is a little like, not a little, this is weird, personal and like effective for my work, is just to be a little bit more positive. I mean, there are times where I'm just like, I have to start this over. Like, I have to start it over. Like, just like, but going with the flow of like, this is just how it is. Get going. Just kind of being even like positive with the fact, like, if someone cancels lunch, like, it's okay. Like, that's fine. So that's kind of something that I want to work on this, well, I guess, 2 weeks, because I won't be here next week.
Spoilers.
Yeah.
If you want, we can, like, slack you smiley faces.
No, it's not like that. It's not like I'm a negative person either. It's just, like, just trying to, the positivity of
your outlook.
Yeah, of like even like in the work field is something that could be, is a little, even with what we're saying, I mean, school versus work, I mean, there's a balance and everything, and even I'm just gonna leave it at that.
Thank you everybody for joining us on this episode of Talking Intern. Join us next week. Join us next week, because we have a very special guest. I've been Joe, the multimedia intern.
Oh, it's you? You're the special guest?
No, I'm not.
just kidding. I'm kidding. I'm just Josh.
Who are you? Say your name.
I'm Jenna.
The.
Oh, the design intern. Yeah. Sorry, guys. I'm a little slow.
And I'm Jocelyn, the marketing intern.
See you next week.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and give us 5 stars if you feel like it. The Talking Intern podcast is sponsored by Crema. Learn more about Crema at crema.us.